Track 13, and we come to this week's sports news as we come towards the end of the rugby and football seasons. We start with rugby. Newton Abbott RFC First 15 still have some work to do to avoid getting dragged into Western Counties relegation frame after going down 34-24 away to fellow strugglers Penryn. As all the All Whites' last two games are against fellow strugglers Plimstock and Saltash, salvation lies in their own hands. If things stay as they are, it's Saltash on 37 points and Penryn on 40 who will go down. However, both can still play their way past Plimstock on 42 and Newton Abbott on 45, and Penryn also have a game in hand. Tynmouth RFC will be playing for their South West 2 future in a win-or-bust showdown against Columpton at Bitton Park on the last day of their season. The teens' final chance to dodge the relegation playoffs went out of the window last time out when they lost 46-14 at North Petherton. It was a straight fight between Petherton and the teens, who were above and below each other in the table going into the last round of regular season games. Only bottom side Wellington go down automatically into Western Counties West. Whoever loses in the April the 25th playoff will go with them. Moving on to football, the South West Peninsula League, Newton Abbott Spurs 1, Middlezoy Rovers 2. Newton Abbott Spurs manager Mark Revel admitted to being really annoyed at a lacklustre effort from his side as they were beaten at home by Middlezoy Rovers on Saturday, April the 11th. Terrible was how Revel described it. The lads are treating these end-of-season games like end-of-season games, and I haven't got the time for it. Three games remain for Spurs this season, hosting Torridge side AFC next Saturday and then visiting them just days later before concluding the campaign away at Bridport FC. Newton Abbott Spurs thirds hoisted the Fred Hewings Cup aloft at the home of Buckfastleigh Rangers after their penalty shootout success against Newton 66 seconds. In the Division 1 Dartmouth Cup, Bovey Tracy have a lot of league games to play, and they had a good result running out 5-2 victors over a weakened Liverton United. In the Torbay Clearance Premier Division, Islington Villa's title hopes were defeated in a 1-0 defeat to East Allington United. Chudley Athletic and Newton Abbott 66 shared the points in a 1-1 draw. In Division 1, Watts Blake Bean continued to plough through whoever is put in front of them, and a 10-2 demolition of Brixham Town will have a different effect on the both teams. The runners have been out in force. 18 Teambridge Trotters turned out for this year's Easter Bunny 10K, making it a well-supported club championship race and a lively Easter morning on the start line. But the big event was where the trotters turned out for the Dartmoor Marathon. Four trotters headed north to Tavistock for the return of the Dartmoor Marathon, held for the first time in over 40 years, and not to be confused with the club's own Dartmoor Discovery. Set in Devon's finest national park, the event delivered a true Dartmoor experience, with runners facing rain, sunshine, strong winds and hail over a demanding and scenic route. A lively crowd saw 532 runners start outside Tavistock Town Hall before the course climbed onto the open moor and passed through Princetown. Strong headwinds made exposed sections particularly challenging, with some respite found on the descent towards Burrator Reservoir before an undulating return to Tavistock. Derek Skinner led the trotters home in 4 hours 52 minutes 41 seconds, followed by Joanna Randall in 5 hours and 18 minutes. Also on Sunday, three Teambridge trotters travelled to Italy for the 5th Lake Garda Marathon. Run along Italy's largest lake from Limone to Malcassini, the race offered spectacular views of snow-capped mountains and benefited from rare full road closures. After a hot previous day, overcast skies and a cool breeze produced near-perfect running conditions. Nigel Barnett led the trio home in 4 hours, 36 minutes and 34 seconds. And finally, just to say that local bowling clubs are getting underway and cricket reports are just around the corner. But that's all the sport for this week.